Hello, people that consume the great cricketer through the years. This one's specifically for you. And as we take a little break from the main podcast, of course, if you want to consume our stuff, you can jump on YouTube almost every day. But
you don't want to do that because it's footy season.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Or it Harley could be... Reid's doing his thing. It's cold. You don't want to watch the IPL.
What about Harry Brooks scoring 69 ball 100, though, Pezza, in the county championship? Or as we call it, threes.
look at this here. He goes. This is like it's actually dark here in South Melbourne. As we record. I've got a jumper on.
It's depressing.
It's it's a different time of year.
Clocks have gone back.
Exactly.
Other clocks have gone forward.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, it was a volunteer at St Kilda Cricket Club called Clock.
That's right.
Anyway, I think he's still there. Hey, we wanted to drop a little Patreon teaser. It's just that time of year.
Yeah.
So we're just going to give the audience through the years just a little bit of a look at the archive of what happens at Patreon. I know some of you hear us talk about it a fair bit. It's Ask TGC Fridays. People write their questions in. We give it a little bit of an answer. Mm-hmm. One thing that's, I guess, built up through our time doing Patreon, which is just a once-a-week thing, taking people's questions, is a build-up to the Hall of Fame episode.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of years ago, to celebrate 100 Patreon episodes,
that's
we brought together the Hall of Fame. And we're about 12 weeks away from 200 episodes Patreon. So
this Friday's episode would be 189.
189.
Yeah.
So we're just building up to the 200th episode, the Hall of Fame drop, the second installation of it. So we just thought as we start building up to that, we might just give people a little bit of a sense of what goes on at Patreon. Some of the questions that come in.
Mm-hmm.
You've selected the question this week, he goes?
Yes. Well, this one is my headmaster, the war hero, which sort of, tickles the cockles of the heart.
Of course.
The heart. Also, just in a day or two time, there's also going to be another audio drop here because we've got an announcement to make, which sounds ominous. All I can say.
Make of that what you want.
Legally speaking, that's all I can say. anyway, so if you want to join us, you want to join our little community that we've built over there at Patreon, like 4,000 people that consume our stuff every single week. Ask TGC Fridays every single Friday. Of course, it's patreon.com/greatcricketer. You can sign up for $5 or $10 US a month.
And we record all the way through. Harley Reid, winter, we record all the way summer, through. Wherever you are around the world, every single week. It's a great community. It's basically kept, as they say, glibly, it keeps the lights on at TGC. And it's a great thing to enjoy for us every week.
And people seem to get around it and get around each other for the most part.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're talking about, mainly guys aged 18 to 24. It doesn't always happen that way.
That's right. Think of it like a family that likes to bicker, but also love each other at the same time. So for the next few weeks, we're going to drop our little Patreon sneak peek. This week is an Ask TGC from a little while ago, from last Hall of Fame.
2022?
Something like that, yeah.
A couple years ago.
Entitled... My headmaster, the war hero. Here it is. Enjoy.
Alexander William Malise Fraser.
It's a fine name.
It's a fine name and it's a fine question. Dear Danny Higginbotham and Chris Perry, I write to you in a state of both concern and unbridled dread at your impending assessment of the sad parable I am to divulge. Cast your mind back to the year 2000. The dot-com bubble sweeps the globe prior to bursting, spewing capitalist afterbirth upon unwitting investors. Kathy Freeman prepares to go for gold dressed as a sperm, and the burly men in baggy green move into what I perceive as the 500th year of thumping all who dare to take the field against them, dismissing them with disdain and disrespect. This is the card we are dealt, our lot in life, the century of Australia. Hayden Langer, Martin Ponting, War, Gilchrist, Warne, McGrath, Gillespie. I exist within this time equilibrium and am moving into the last summer of my junior school.
Fuck yeah.
I'm the only survivor of an all-dominant, undefeated cricket team of the prior year. The other boys, however, have left, graduating to senior school, leaving me the lone veteran. The first net session starts in earnest. The new boys are keen for me to regale stories of the previous season. Banter doth flow. I feel alpha. All is right with my world.
Banter doth flow. I feel alpha.
However, there That's is a great. Nervous blanket that underlies our confident bluster. We await our protagonist. Just as we start to relax in, he limps. Just as we start to relax, in he limps. The silver-haired master of cricket. A man of great stature, a man who stormed Normandy as a teenager in 44, a man who regularly regaled stories to captivated nine-year-olds of an impromptu game of cricket on Sword Beach using German POWs as backstop and ball fetches.
I like the idea of fucking capturing German POWs to get a game of cricket in.
So you get out for them.
Yeah. Yeah, backstop. Hands.
This is the real fucking torture. Oh, God. Oh, man. Okay.
Likes fucking sorting themselves.
Oh, shit. Fucking Guantanamo, but cricket. Nah. A man of three Cambridge Blues, two first-class 50s, one, and a fifer, four for 121, at the same level. A man headmaster since 1967. He's seen it all. He gives the nod and the net session starts. He watches four balls. He looks down at his beautifully brushed brown suede loafers, shakes his weathered face and sighs audibly. Oh, fuck this. He looks my way. I shrink. Boy, outside. I am summoned, nervous. He stoops over me. I quiver. Look, boy, he barks. Look, boy. I like you, but let's be honest. You only played last year as you could field and your best friend was captain. You can't bat or bowl to save your life.
Fucking hell.
What disturbs me more is the next lot are worse than you. Therefore, you have to captain. Come see me 30 minutes before tomorrow's match, the first game, and I will sort this shit show. I leave, my ego deflated and bruised by a war hero. The pride of captaincy somehow now hangs as a badge of dishonour. The devil that is Mother Cricket has punished me for my hubris. I am 12 years old and alone. Somehow I sleep. The morning arrives in earnest. Before I start with the final chapter of this life-affecting tale, I must explain the format of our games. The games start at 1 p.m, a toss would precede this start, as is normal practice, and a one-innings game would begin. However, no over-constraint is installed. The team batting first will have to declare or be dismissed, and the game would be called a draw at 6 p.m. if no result had been achieved. You understand that?
More or less.
Five-hour game, bat first.
Do what you want.
Yep, make it happen. Now, back to the story. Down at the game, I remove myself from the pavilion where banter doth no longer flow. And has been replaced by shredded confidence, meekness and beater energy. I found my master. I approached, nervous, palms sweating. I caught his eye. He saw me, nodded and said, "Meet behind the pavilion in 5 minutes."
Christ.
We duly met. What then unfolded would shape my life. My master looked at me, took a deep breath and began to unveil sick and demented plan for the season. Firstly, he told me he had spent the previous evening on the phone and got all bar one, two, of our games moved to home fixtures. How he did this remains a mystery. Secondly, he handed me a franc coin. We are pre-Euros here. He said, "When you do the toss, don't show them the coin. When it lands, just make up what side it is so we win the toss. Then we field. Put everyone on the boundary so they score slowly, thus have to bat longer. When they declare, bat for the draw. Lastly, if it hits a pad of peel, I will give it out." I was shocked. This will not. The will not to lose was intense and potent. The deception was comprehensive. I was, however, complicit. Scroll forward to the end of our season. We remained undefeated. Win 1, draw 11. I was considered a hero for marshalling a team of misfits and summoning up the spirit of Dunkirk. The wind blows and time cascades. Our antagonist, me, I refer to myself in the third person sometime. What does he say about me? Matures. Or does he? Can he ever shake that summer, that mindset, that menace? I am now a man. However, these fraudulent tactics percolate every pore of my being. In meetings I am unprepared for, I ask random questions until the allotted time is over, thus departing with a draw and not revealing my ineptitude. Making love to my wife, I oft present myself from climaxing. Thus, when she is ultimately unsatisfied, so am I. Therefore, a draw could be settled. Hands can be shook. Boys, am I beta despite captaining? Is my former cricket master the ultimate alpha?
Ah, fucking hell. That's up there for me. That's probably the best written question I've ever read.
That's really good.
Alexander, that's fucking sensational.
Yep.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you taking the time to write that in.
Yeah. It's one of those ones. I don't want to add.
I don't want to fucking, I don't want to touch it.
Just let that stand.
I don't want to touch it. That's brilliant. It's perfect. Well read. Well read. Yeah.
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 Really good.
I can only ruin it.
Really good.